Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In these podcasts, we're looking at some background to the book of Matthew, and we're in chapter 1. And the previous two podcasts have looked at the issue of Genesis and generations. Today, we're looking at the topic of gender. Matthew chapter 1 and the genealogy is where we're focused. Some interesting things in this genealogy. And one of the most interesting things is the mention of four mothers, not including Mary, five actually, including her. Four mothers. Why are these mothers mentioned? It's quite unusual in a genealogy like this. In verse 3, Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Tamar's mentioned there. Verse 5, Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Another mother mentioned. In the same verse, Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Ruth is mentioned. And then the second half of verse 6, David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Doesn't actually mention her name there. A lot of scandal involved, and perhaps that's the point, really. All of these women, there was something a little unusual about them. Some were definitely not Jewish. Some, perhaps, not all, perhaps all of them. Something odd or even scandalous is connected to every one of them. Rather like Jesus' own mother's situation, you could say. Mary was Jewish, certainly, but she became pregnant while unmarried. Perhaps Matthew also wanted to remind his readers that the mission of God always included the marginalized, those who might not be expected to be used by God, even people who weren't Jewish. Let's have a brief look at each of the women mentioned in this genealogy. Firstly, Tamar in verse 3. Tamar's story is very interesting, and if you want an interesting, unusual Bible study, have a look at Genesis chapter 38, and that's where we see detail about her. We haven't got time to look into all of that now, but it's well worth a read. Essentially, she sleeps with her father-in-law, Judah. Judah doesn't know that's who she is, but she tricks him into it. She becomes pregnant. It's revealed. And in verse 24, he says, "Bring her out and have her burned to death." But then she reveals her identity. He is contrite. Twin boys are born, and they are in the line of Joseph. Well, not only Tamar, but also Rahab. What about Rahab? She has an interesting story too. The background of that is Joshua chapter 2 and Joshua chapter 6. Have a good look at that. But like it says in Hebrews 11 verse 31, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. She's described there as a prostitute. The word could be translated innkeeper or something like that, but nonetheless, it's certainly at best a dubious situation that she was in, and she was not a Jew. She was not of the people of Israel, and yet she's in Joseph's line. Next, in verse 5, we have Ruth. Ruth, what a fascinating story that is. The book of Ruth is worth background reading to the story of Jesus here that Matthew is laying out. Have a read of the book of book called Ruth. But who is she? Well, Ruth chapter 1, it is made clear that she is a Moabite. Ruth the Moabite, she is called in Ruth chapter 1, verse 22. And again, someone not from a Jewish background and yet in the line of Joseph. And following that, we have the one whose mother had been Uriah's wife in the second part of verse 6. Who are we talking about there? We're talking, of course, about Bathsheba. The whole story is in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and chapter 12. David commits adultery with Bathsheba. The son born out of that dies. Of course, David also arranges for the father to be killed. I mean, there's so much that's despicable about this. And then after the son dies in chapter 12, verse 24, David comforted his wife Bathsheba. He went to her, made love to her. She gave birth to a son. They named him Solomon. And so we have him also in Joseph's line. God uses those we expect least. I believe that's the message. Let's keep an open heart about such matters. Next time we'll go on to talk about gentleness. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.